the first big victory came for coding theory. That happened in 1969 with the launch of the NASA's probe, the Pioneer 9, when it sent out to get data about the sun. And here I'm mentioning the hero in this is Dale Lum, a guy you may not know of or heard of his name in connection with coding theory. Dale was the engineer in charge of the communication system, in particular the whole communication systems aboard the Pioneer 9. And he had been convinced by people at Codex, Dave Forney and others, Bob Gallagher, this was the way to go with sequential decoding, a long constraint length convolutional code, and sequential decoding on the space probe. There had been a similar development taking place at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, JPL, but they were working on block codes. And in fact, the code that they were working on was the, if I remember right, it was the 32-5 code, five information symbols, length 32. The code that Codex was proposing was a rate 1/2 convolutional code. And Dale Lum was convinced that the better way to go was with Pioneer, but the NASA had made no preparations for this. That they had, the JPL program had been going on for years to develop this thing, and you know that in the space program, nothing can be used unless it's been tested, again, proved to be right. It's not enough to show it on paper. You've got to prove it by, you got to convince a lot of people. And Dale Lum, though, had the bright idea. He said, let's fly the convolutional coding system with sequential decoding as an experiment aboard the space probe, and not as the primary communication system. We'll fly it as an experiment, and they did, and the experiment was never shut down. They started using the system, and it never shut down. It worked beautifully. It gave a 3 dB measured coding gain over uncoded transmission. That's after all overheads and things were done. So it was at that point they reasoned that 1 dB was worth $1 million on the Pioneer 9 system. That price, I'm sure, has gone up a lot on the probe since then. That, remember, that's 30 years ago. Usually you can figure a 3 dB monetary change per 10 years. So probably somewhere about $10 million a dB now.